You mentioned lenalidomide. Can you talk a little bit? You just had the review paper in the Journal of Clinical Oncology about the issue of lenalidomide in B-cell disease.
Lenalidomide is the second generation IMiD, the first, of course, being thalidomide. Lenalidomide in vitro, and now apparently in the clinic, is a more effective agent. And it has a different toxicity profile than does its parent thalidomide. Lenalidomide has been approved for the treatment of myelodysplastic syndrome, particularly patients with 5q- and multiple myeloma. It has also been studied in patients with indolent and aggressive non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, where it has response rates ranging from around 15-20% up to the mid-30%, depending on the study, the histology, and what have you. But it is active in that disease, and it is an oral agent, and therefore has been of interest to combine with other drugs. By itself, it's okay, but hopefully it will work in concert with other agents to develop more effective regimens. In CLL, it is also a very interesting drug. There are two studies out there, the first by Ashur Chandran from Roswell Park in Buffalo, and the second from the group at MD Anderson. Using different doses and schedules, they both demonstrated activity for the drug. Ashur showed a response rate around 50% in relapsed refractory patients, starting with a higher dose and going lower, whereas Dr. Ferjoli from MD Anderson started lower, escalated the dose, and achieve responses in around 35% of patients. Whether the difference in response rates is patient selection or dose and schedule or whatever, we don't know, but it is active. And of interest in CLL is that the drug also appears to be active in patients with adverse cytogenetics, those with the 11q abnormality, 17p deletions, etc. And therefore, again, it's worth combining. But one study we're doing at Georgetown is we have FR as induction therapy followed by lenalidomide for a maintenance treatment to try and clean up what the chemotherapy has left behind. The study is still too early to comment on. We've only put around 6 or 8 patients on it. But various strategies are being studied.